can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchup. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to Week 7 of FanDuel Manual. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, of course, is Chris Cowan and Doug Hayes, and we are all here to help you win your FanDuel matchup. We provide analysis. We put together all the experts' projections from across the field and match those up against the FanDuel statistics to give you the best bargain and the highest projected players from week to week. Chris is now 6-0. He has picked dream teams every single week. I'm not sure if I should be proud of him, more proud of him, or more embarrassed for myself. I'm worried that we might lose him to Yahoo. Chris, what do you have to say for your performance so far?
Well, I think you're a Yahoo, first of all.
I chose Yahoo because it's stupid, instead of saying lose you to ESPN.
I am pretty happy with it. I will say, candidly, I think we all had not our best week last week. I won against you guys with a pretty low score. A lot of fantasy surprises last week, I thought. Luckily, I came out on top, but not overly proud of week six, but pretty proud of the year overall so far.
Okay. Now, also, our web designer and our dear friend, Doug Hayes, who I'm worried that we almost lost to death today. He is here as well. Doug, tell us a little bit about the website and a little bit about your day today.
Well, pretty normal day. Just had a couple meetings in the morning, then around 11 o'clock, I had a giant kidney stone hit, and I thought I was going to die. Had my
did it happen in a meeting?
I had my team take me to the emergency room. And I spent the rest of the day there.
What did your team think of this? Like, were you, like, in the middle of, like, all right, now I'm going to show you the bar graph. Oh!
I was in the executive meeting with all the big dogs, and I was just like, oh, I just need to be excused for a second. Never went back to that meeting.
They probably think
I quit.
Oh, maybe you should quit this league if you don't win.
Yeah, maybe. I went for the Denver Broncos to do good. The Jaguars last week.
I can't say
no
anything.
Problem.
Yeah, that was a shock. And, of course, Chris chose No Sean Moreno, had a monster week. But, I don't think anybody expected Peyton Manning's first down week to be against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I don't really think anybody's hitting the panic button on any of the Denver wide receivers quite yet.
Regarding Denver, I think they are spreading the ball around so much with so much offense that right now they should just change it to pick a Bronco. And it's sort of like a game, and you just have to pick the right Bronco that week.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did last week.
Yeah, I totally agree. I saw they did a thing on Fantasy Football in the morning, Sunday, or the Fantasy Football show, where they asked the question, who's going to have more points, a Denver Bronco receiver, Denver Bronco tight end, or a Denver Bronco running back, and they all chose a receiver. Like, it was the stupidest question ever. I think you're right. Like, you never know from week to week. It's a powerful offense, but it's like rolling a dice. You know, it's a 5-sided dice, like one of those nerd ones from Dungeons and Dragons. But you don't really know which one's going to come up.
What?
Well, we got Julius Thomas, Dez Thomas, Wes Welker, Eric Decker. And No Sean Moreno. 5-sided die, bro. Come on. Get with it. All right. Heading into this week, we are sticking with the same format to help you win some of those big tournaments that FanDuel puts out. We're not including the Thursday night games, Thursday game, which is Seattle and Arizona. So all those players are out. Oakland is on a bye, unfortunately, so I can't pick Joel Pryor this week. And the New Orleans Saints are also on a bye, so I can't get a goose egg with Jimmy Graham this week either. So sort of a bittersweet thing for me. But either way, one QB, two running backs, three wide receivers, tight ends, and D. I'm going to go ahead and give the top overall point, the top overall projected point scores and the best overall bargains. I'll give the top two at each position. But to start off, Chris, why don't you hit us with your QB for this week?
All right, I'm gonna give you a pretty interesting pick right off the bat in that case. I'm gonna go with Nick Foles from Philadelphia. Very good value, when you look at what he did last week for $7,200, basically stepped in for Michael Vick. And, not only did he meet what Vick has been doing, but he basically exceeded it. He had a great game. He's probably one of the top two or three backups in the league right now. And if he keeps this up, he will, in my opinion, start over Vick. So for $7,200, I'm going with Nick Foles against Dallas in a big game there at home.
Okay. Doug, QB.
I also chose Nick Foles. I think the value is incredible at $7,200. He presents a big deep threat. He saw a couple bombs to Deshaun Jackson. He also just throws it more than Vic, and he's in that fast-powered offense. And especially they're both 3-3 going into this game, I think he'll have a very good week for that amount of money.
Yeah, I also chose Nick Foles this week also. And that's going to be a high-scoring game. It's just they have that high-powered offense. I think where Vic was looking to run, Foles is going to check down, and when he checks down, it's going to be going to LeSean McCoy. So if you're going to pass it to anybody, that's the guy you want to pass it to. So all three of us are in agreement on quarterback this week with Nick Foles.
This is really easy when we let Chris go first.
Yeah,
I think we can go right after.
Yeah, here's what we'll do
anymore.
Here's what we'll do. I'll just keep throwing it to Chris, Doug. If you think you can find a guy the same value that might get more points, you throw that in, and it's not. If you do that, I'll just pick the same guy.
All right, I like this.
Chris, who do you have on running back?
I'm undecided. I'll let you know after you guys pick.
All right, I'll start off at running back. I really thought about saving some money and going with Joseph Randle. Who is an incredible bargain. Before I do that, the top overall projections for quarterbacks, number one is Tony Romo, number two is Peyton Manning. When it comes to overall bargains, Brandon Whedon is the number one overall bargain, followed by Eli Manning.
Are they free?
They're almost free. 55K for Whedon and 68K for Eli, who's projected a 20.4 point gain. But
I think if you pick Brandon Whedon, then you're probably smoking some Whedon. You know what I mean?
I almost picked Whedon.
especially with these 55K, you have no more money left.
That's true. 5,500. Thank you, Doug. 5.5K.
No.
The guy on meds called me out for my math. That means I'm doing real bad. All right. The number one overall bargain, the number two overall bargains at running back are Joseph Randle and Eddie Lacy. I decided to go with Eddie Lacy. I thought about going with Randle. I know Murray was having a fairly good season, and now that he's injured, it looks like Joseph Randle's going to be the guy. He didn't really have a strong week, so I was just very apprehensive about putting him in. I'm not saying that Eddie Lacy is that much better than him, but with two of the main targets out in Green Bay, I just figured that they're going to have to run the ball and control the clock a little bit more, where in Dallas they may try to steer clear, or they may have more of a passing game plan. So I went with Eddie Lacy, and then my second overall running back is also the number one overall projected point scorer this week in all categories, and that is Adrian Peterson. He cost $9,400, but he's projected at 24.1 points. The second projected player in that position is LeSean McCoy. Doug, I'm going to have you go before Chris, and then Chris, you can decide now afterwards who you want to choose.
Thank you.
So I also was looking at Lacey and Randall, but I decided to go with Joseph Randall. I think with Dallas's offense, and you have the number one running back in a big match, I think, for $5,500, that's an exceptional deal. And I am nervous because he's not proven, but I think this could be a good breakout game, and you got to take a couple of risks with some low-priced players. The second running back I chose was Matt Forte. He's playing at Washington. Washington's given up the third most fantasy football by running backs. And also, he catches a ton of passes. In fact, he's on pace to double the amount of passes he's caught from last year. So you get the points on passes. He's also going to get a lot of runs, and I just don't think the Redskins' D is that great.
Chris, now that you've heard our choices, what have you got?
Well, I got to say, a few of the names that you guys tossed around, I also was tossing around. I had Randall in there for a while. I pulled him out. I also had Forte in there and pulled him out, and I ended up going with Eddie Lacy, like Brendan. I thought he was really good value for the amount of touches that he's going to get. And like you said, Brendan, there's injuries to receiver right now, and I believe he had over 20 carries last week. And they're playing Cleveland, and they're at Lambeau. I think that's a really safe pick at 6,500. My next pick, I'm becoming a repeat customer here, but I'm going with Moreno again. He really is establishing himself as a number one back. I think the running back by committee issue is kind of being shelved for right now in Denver. Moreno's the guy, and he's also going against an Indianapolis team who gave up a lot of yards on the ground in their Monday night game against San Diego last week. And if I am Indianapolis, I want to do whatever I can to not let Peyton Manning beat me in his homecoming. So I think they'll be focused on Peyton, and I think Moreno has a good game because of that.
Yeah, just, you know, every single team this year has said, I'm going to do everything I can not to let Peyton beat me.
Right. Well,
and only Jacksonville knows the recipe.
Only Jacksonville figured it out. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, there it is, there you go. Playing Dungeons and Dragons with the Denver Broncos, throwing that five-sided die, and you chose Knowshon Moreno.
That's who came up.
16 hit points for you, sir.
I'm not saying they're going to stop Manning, but I think that's going to be the game plan. I think Moreno will benefit.
Are you sure you don't want to go with Hillman? Are you sure you don't want to do Hillman?
I didn't want to go back to that.
He came in for one play and fumbled immediately.
Just so everyone knows, Hillman is available for $4,800 this week, and he is projected at 7.9. One of the lower bargains this week against the Indianapolis Colts.
$4.80.
You get an extra $2,000 to spend if you choose Hillman. So, all right, let's jump ahead to wide receivers. Doug, like you said, with Randall, you got to take sort of a risk on a player that costs a little bit less. I did the same with Keenan Allen. I heard a lot of buzz about him on the waiver wire this week, so I looked into him a little bit. His targets have gone up progressively, and in the last two games he scored touchdowns and also caught for over 100 yards each game. And he only cost $4,500. So for me, that's just an incredible bargain. It allows me to spend on guys like Adrian Peterson and my next wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas, who cost $8,200 and is projected at 16.7. I do think that this is going to be a bounce back game for Peyton Manning. He's coming home. He's going to be in a dome. It's going to be a really emotional game, and I think that team is going to be incredibly focused, and they're all going to be, they're all really going to be playing for Peyton that week. And the guy with the most talent, out of that receiving core is Demaryius Thomas, and the guy with the biggest playability is Demaryius Thomas. So for me, I'm rolling the die, choosing D. Thomas this week. My third overall receiver is Justin Blackmon. We all saw Blackmon had a really big game last week. Took some big hits over the middle, got back up, and just did it again. I think he is in that top overall bargain. He is the number one overall bargain. He's projected at 19.9, still only 7,100. I think the FanDuel is skewed against Jacksonville. I think anyone who plays Jacksonville gets costs a little bit more, and all the Jacksonville players cost a little bit less. But he's had a good game. He's had good games ever since he's come back. So for me, I think that that's a great value at 7,100. Chris, give me your receivers.
All right. My first receiver that I chose was Dez Bryant. Spent a lot of money there on Dez. He is playing in a very big game, Dallas at Philly. Philadelphia's secondary is still very unimpressive. Dez Bryant is a superior talent. They are also, as we mentioned earlier, rolling with Joseph Randall at running back. A significant downgrade from DeMarco Murray, and I think that there's going to be a lot of Romo to Bryant targets, and I think he comes down with quite a few of them against inferior defense. So Dez Bryant at 9,000 is my first.
Yeah, he costs quite a bit, but I do want to point out that he's also the number one overall highest projected wide receiver at 20.9. Next is Blackmon. Who's your second?
My second is Reggie Wayne. I think that Andrew Luck is probably going to attempt to keep the ball away from Peyton Manning and that high-powered Denver offense. I went with Reggie Wayne because in terms of possession receivers and targets, that's still the guy in Indianapolis. Andrew Luck trusts him, and I think the type of routes that they're going to want to run are going to be fairly low risk to maintain possession, and I think Reggie Wayne is the beneficiary of that. My third receiver is Julian Edelman, a local guy for me, being a Patriots fan. I went with Edelman because Amendola, believe it or not, is actually injured this week.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a little banged up.
It's weird.
So Edelman, I think, not that Amendola got a lot of targets last week anyways. Edelman already was kind of getting them, but the Jets have a really good run defense, and a lot of times New England will use the extremely short passing game sort of in place of the run. And I think Edelman will be the main guy for that with a lot of wide receiver screens, bubble screens, and, you know, slot-type passing routes. So I think he'll get up some targets, and he's a pretty good value at 5,700 against the Jets.
Now, before we move on to Doug, I want to ask a question. Now, you went with Reggie Wayne, who I don't think you've gone with so far, but I know that you have invested in T.Y. Hilton this season. What made you go with Reggie Wayne as opposed to T.Y. Hilton this week?
I watched the Monday night game, and T.Y. Hilton has been very much boom or bust this year so far. And, I just think that the low-risk, high-percentage passes is going to be what the Indy offense is going to go with to keep the ball out of Peyton's hands. I think if you throw it up to Hilton, there's a chance he's either going to miss it and stop the clock, or he's going to catch it and score a touchdown. And either way, that does not take time away from the Denver offense. So that's why I'm going with Reggie Wayne.
Okay. D-Money, so you got it. Wide receiver.
I looked at Wayne and Hilton, and I think that anybody that's playing against the Broncos is putting up big numbers passing. I hope that the return of Von Miller is going to make a difference and not give quarterbacks so much time back there, but I think that's a good choice going against anyone, the Broncos, until they prove otherwise. But I chose, for my three receivers, I chose my first value one is Reuben Randle. He's put up good numbers the last 2 weeks. I think he's still the third, probably, receiver for the Giants, but I just think that he has become one of the favorite targets the last couple weeks, and he was only $5,500. So that way I was able to spend a little bit more on my other two receivers. The next one is DeSean Jackson. Like I talked, I'm betting on some Nick Foles to DeSean Jackson deep bombs against Dallas. You know, I mean, I think Dallas's secondary is not that great, as shown when the Broncos played them, but I think those two really are connecting, and I think they can get some big plays. It was 8,200, a little bit more, but I think it's worth it. And then the third receiver, I rolled the dragon dice, I guess, and I got Demaryius Thomas as well. I think good quarterbacks like Manning, they try and keep their stars happy, and they really targeted Welker last week. And I think when it's those two receivers, they try and hit up the next receiver the next week. So I think that Manning will try and get Demaryius Thomas involved heavily this game. And he's already a great quarterback or a great receiver in the first place, but I think they'll try and really get him going this week. And he was 8,200.
Yeah, actually, I was able to go with Demaryius Thomas because I had some money left over. For that same reason that you said Manning likes to spread the ball around and he was targeting Welker, I actually had Decker in that spot before because I feel like Decker is due for his game. But when it comes down to it, if you have the money, Marius is the better receiver. And I do feel like, he hasn't had his really, really big game recently. So, I kind of followed that same logic and went the same direction. I also want to point out, with Peyton Manning last game, we had another center out. So, he had a center that he hadn't worked with, and that resulted in two off snaps that Jacksonville recovered. So we're talking about, and one of those was right near the goal line. So I think that Peyton Manning is going to figure that out. You know, his work ethic and his, the way he, you know, he handles his team, he's going to work that out. I don't think that that's going to be an issue this game, which means that offense is going to get back on track. And, you know, I don't think anyone would take 35 points is off track for anybody, but I think we're talking back into the 40-point range for the Denver Broncos this week, which had me struggling at tight end because I wanted to go with Julius Thomas, but the overall best bargain at tight end was Tony Gonzalez, and the overall highest projected point score at tight end was Tony Gonzalez. So for me, I had to go with Tony Gonzalez. Now, also with the fact that the two receivers, Roddy White and Julio Jones, are out limited, to me means Tony Gonzalez is going to get a lot more touches. He's going to get targeted a little bit more. Probably he's going to get a little bit more attention from the defense. But he's going to be Matt Ryan's go-to this week. Chris, who do you have at tight end?
I also have Gonzalez. I am a little bit weary of the pick because of the injuries, but I think he's going to earn him more targets. That's also going to earn him more attention from Darrelle Revis, potentially. So I think it's a somewhat scary pick, but I think when you look at the tight ends, especially with Jimmy Graham having a bye this week, you just kind of want to look at the guy who you're confident is going to see the football. And there are a few options there, but I've seen Tony play in a few games so far this year, and he is racking up the targets and the receptions. And with Julio Jones out for the year and potentially a limited or no Roddy White, I think the Falcons find a way to get him the ball. And even though they have Revis, Tampa Bay is an inferior team, even despite Atlanta's record. Atlanta's at home. I think Gonzalez finds a way to catch at least six balls or so.
Yeah, I think I've watched him play too. And for a guy who was supposed to retire and not be playing this year, he looks really good. I mean, he looks like he's not really missed a step. I see what you're saying with Revis. I just don't think it, putting a cornerback over a tight end, especially your number one cornerback, it just doesn't, I don't normally see that matchup very often. And as soon as that happens, you just, you know, from a blocking standpoint or from a running standpoint, it's easier to run. I don't think Steven Jackson's back this week. There's talk of him coming back soon, but he's not going to be back this week. Is that right?
I don't think it's clear yet. It might even be a game-time decision. Atlanta had the bye last week, so I don't know if there's a lot to base that on. I think we'll know more in the coming days. Remember, we record this podcast on Wednesdays, so that is something you might want to keep an eye on if you're interested in Steven Jackson. Although I think his value is not that great for a guy who's been out for so long. So, in my opinion, even if he plays, he's probably not the guy I would go with.
I agree, but I just think that if he does play because he can catch out of the backfield, he adds value to Tony Gonzalez because he might take some of that attention away from him.
I think one of the reasons I'm also worried about Revis is because I was able to watch Aqib Talib just basically ruin Jimmy Graham's life last week. And he is a cornerback, obviously, and Jimmy Graham is the best tight end in football right now, and he held him to zero catches. I thought it was pretty incredible. So that's sort of the back of my head with Revis on Gonzalez, but I doubt it will be that dramatic.
Yeah, I don't know if incredible is the word I would use when I chose Jimmy Graham, but it was something else, all right.
Doug, are you still there? I'm good.
Yeah.
Feel free to jump in anytime.
Well, I didn't know we were gonna talk 20 minutes on tight ends, but if you want to hear mine, I'll talk about mine for about 15.
Go for it. Yeah. I'd like to hear your thesis on your tight end decision.
Since both of you chose Gonzalez, I really hope that they play the, and I don't know why they wouldn't, since both of us are out, I hope they play that Patriots goal line D on him the entire game. It would be hilarious to me. I'm going to go with Antonio Gates. They're going against Jacksonville. I think he's still Rivers' favorite target. He's reasonably priced. And every time I chose Gates, he's done well. I mean, people forget how good he used to be. He's kind of like the Gonzalez thing, but he's really put up some good numbers this year. So I went with him.
Yeah, he's projected 16.1. Gonzalez is projected 17.4. Gonzalez overall top value, followed by Jeff Cumberland, who's he just can't. Everywhere I go, I hear it. Jeff Cumberland, Jeff Cumberland. I'm like, oh, God, enough. The overall top point projections are Tony Gonzalez and then Antonio Gates. So, yeah, I mean, as far as value is concerned, and clearly is the concern with Gonzalez is he's going to attract more attention. Gates, that's not really been the issue. So he's probably going to have a similar game to what he's been having, and he's up against Jacksonville. So.
Quick fun fact, since we're spending so much time on tight ends, you guys find it weird that arguably the two best tight ends of our time, Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, are named Tony and Antonio, yet neither of them are Italian.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Me neither.
I did not expect that. I didn't expect that.
Just let it soak in.
I think Antonio Gates is Italian.
All right. Never mind.
So is Tony.
All right. Who's
your defense, funny guy?
Are we not doing kickers?
Oh, let's do kickers first.
All right. My kicker is, I went with the cheap route, $5,000, and the best option I saw was Dan Bailey for Dallas. Away game at Philly, but again, I think even though Philly's playing pretty well, the defense is still suspect. I think Bailey will have an opportunity to put up points. So Bailey from Dallas at 5,000.
Yep, I also went with Dan Bailey. I don't think anyone really cares that much about kickers, to be honest with you. but I looked at one that cost the least. 5,000 was the best bargain. And, yeah, looking at the best bargains, Dan Bailey was the first one who popped out. The number one overall bargain is Robbie Gould, and he's also the number one overall point projection. It's an extra 2,000, but I don't know. I'd rather save the 200 bucks and spend it somewhere else. Doug, did you host Robbie Gould?
No, I went with Dan Bailey as well.
All right.
And do you think that people don't care about kickers as far as football players, or is people in general?
I think as far as people in general, they've got families, they've got people who love them, and they're probably important parts of the society that they live in. But as far as football players and a fantasy auction-style weekly draft, people don't really care that much about kickers. And now defense is a little bit of a different story. I would have loved to figure out a way to keep put Kansas City on my team this week. I actually tried to get Kansas City because they are at home against Houston, who has has been having a lot of problems. Kansas City has had a great job of shutting down the run. Houston's, I don't really know what they're going to do at the quarterback position, but I couldn't make it work. At defense, they cost $6,000. They're the number one overall bargain. They're the number one overall projected point scorers. The second number one overall bargain is also the second overall point, highest point projection, and that is the New England Patriots away at the Jets. They cost $5,200, and they're projected at 12.6, and that is who caps off my team this week. Doug, who do you go with at defense?
I went with the New England Patriots as well. I'm very impressed with their defense. The way they shut down Jimmy Graham and really held Breeze and the Saints in check, I mean, they're doing it week in and week out. I think if their defense continues to be strong and then Brady starts to click with these guys, I think they're going to be one of the top teams by far in the league. And I think just playing the Jets, they're so inconsistent and so prone to doing stupid stuff that I'm going with the Patriots this week.
All right. As a Patriots fan, I want to thank you guys for your kind words. I obviously love the Patriots, and I'm also really happy with what they're doing on defense, but we are not getting lucky with injuries. We lost Will Fork and now Gerard Mayo, our middle linebacker, is out for the year. And Talib is out with a hip injury, and we're hoping that doesn't last too long. If it weren't for those last two, I would have chosen them as well, but I kind of have to see how they respond with the next man up kind of thing. With that being said, I chose Miami Dolphins at home, going against Buffalo, who put up a lot of points last week. I don't necessarily see them doing that every week. Buffalo has typically not played that well traveling to Miami. Miami has a pretty good defense, I think, and I took them at $5,200 to beat up on Buffalo, and I believe still Thad Lewis at quarterback.
All right. Well, I'm not going to patronize our listeners by adding up our points any longer. I think that that's pointless. But I would like to recap our teams. We all chose, I'm just going to go through the ones that we all picked together. And then I'll go, I want to ask everybody who their steal of the week is. But Nick Foles, we all chose. As much as you like our New England Patriots picks, I also wanted to point out, Chris, that I appreciate that you've had a Denver Bronco player on your roster, I think, every single week, if not two. This week it's Moreno, and previously it was Moreno and Welker. Let's see, is there any other players that we unanimously picked?
We did Foles.
Dan Bailey.
All of us picked Dan Bailey as well. Okay, so
but let's not talk about kickers, Brendan. Why are we even say that? No one likes kickers.
Well, let's cross them off your list. Everyone choose Dan Bailey and let's be done with it. Save the money. All right. At receiver, I'm sorry, running back, I have Adrian Peterson and Eddie Lacy. For wide receivers, I took a risk on Keenan Allen. I rolled the die with Demaryius Thomas. And also chose Justin Blackmon at home against San Diego. My tight end is Tony Gonzalez, and my defense is the New England Patriots. Doug, want to go ahead and recap all but the QB and kicker?
Yeah, sure. My running backs are Joseph Randle, running back Matt Forte. My three wide receivers are Reuben Randle, DeSean Jackson, and Demaryius Thomas. Tight end Antonio Gates, kicker Dan Bailey, defense, New England Patriots.
All right, Tim.
I said skip the kicker, Doug.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll go back. I'll edit it out.
Okay, thanks.
All right, my team, this is Chris. My team is Nick Foles at quarterback, Eddie Lacy and Moreno at running back, Dez Bryant, Julian Edelman, and Reggie Wayne at receiver, tight end Gonzalez, the kicker guy, and then Miami Dolphins. I need to say, if I'm hearing this right, Brendan, you and I share four players this week. Foles, Lacy, the kicker, and Gonzalez.
That is correct.
This is great news for me.
I don't like that at all.
So if we had to match him up, Moreno has to do better than Adrian Peterson, which I think I win that. Let's see.
Yeah, you win every week on Wednesday.
We're not going to do that right now. No one knows what they're going to do this weekend.
All right. I'm not saying points. I'm just saying if we had to put Adrian Peterson up against Nelson Moreno, I would say Peterson all
day. I knew what you were about to do. You're about to get all of them like that.
Doug's got to get to bed. All right. Let's real quick go through that one player who has to be. If you have to give a piece of advice and say you got to roster one player, that Man of Steel, your holy steel for the week.
Crazy, they're selling Steven Jackson for $7,000. That one's a no go. I think I will spend $3,000 less and pick up Moreno. Decker is cheap, Welker is steep, Jordy goes deep, Lambo leaves. Talking about that FanDuel manual, holy steel.
Doug, who is your holy steel this week?
I don't know if it's a steal, but it's a lock. I think Matt Forte against the Redskins. Like I said, he's catching twice as many passes this year as he did last year, and he's set to run it more than he did last year as well. Against Washington, who gives up the third most to running backs, I think for sure is a lock this week.
Okay. Chris, holy steel.
Yeah, if we're going with the word steel in its truest definition, then I have to go with the quarterback, even though we all chose him. I'm going to go with Nick Foles for our listeners. I think Nick Foles is about as confident of a pick you can make at QB while spending only $7,200. He's a backup only in name. He's a talented kid. He's leading a high-powered offense right now. He's home against Dallas. Philly really wants this one, and I think that you'd be real comfortable with Nick Foles at that price and allowing you to spend a good chunk of money elsewhere to share the rest of your team.
I also went with steel in the true meaning of the word. The cheapest player on my roster at $4,500, which allowed me to spend on big names like Adrian Peterson, is Keenan Allen. In his last two games, he scored a touchdown in each of those. His targets have increasingly gone up. For the bargain, he's right up there with all the big names as far as bargain. And against Jacksonville, I think he's going to have a really big game. So Keenan Allen,
still of the week. I want to jump in real quick, Brendan, and commend you for that pick. I overlooked Keenan Allen, and if I could go back, I would have chosen too. I think it's a great pick.
Don't you try and reverse curse me. Good thing for that Miami defense also. I forgot to say that. Good job. I was going to do that too.
Okay, thanks.
I didn't see them earlier.
I'm serious. I like the pick.
Thank you very much.
You should get points for that. Just with me liking a pick, you should get points for that.
I'm going to add those. I'll start keeping track of those throughout the rest of the season. If you like somebody else's pick, that counts as a point.
Okay.
No way.
I like it. Right now I'm winning. This is awesome.
I'm screwed.
I like all your players.
All right, that negates Chris's like. All right. So if you want to ask us your questions, you can reach us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. You can reach us at FanDuelManual on Twitter. Of course, the website has all this information. Our Twitter, our tournament that we're going to be doing, the 55K Expert Tournament, and it has a link to the podcast on Podomatic, where you can get it on iTunes. And that is FanDuelManual.com. That's it from me, gentlemen. Doug, I hope you are okay and you don't have to pass that thing in the next couple weeks. Any last words, guys?
Don't worry. They just, the doctor explained it as a rock with tiny prickly things that come through your pee hole. So should be a pretty good day for me tomorrow.
It's coming out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know that?
That's what they said. It says, like, 24 to 48 hours, so I'm on full alert.
Oh, are you in the hospital right now?
I'm actually in surgery.
Are you not in the hospital? It's a fair question.
No. No, I'm at home right now.
So it's like peeing out a goat head.
Yeah, they gave me this little funnel thing, so I pee into it so that when it comes out, they can do testing on it. Not a joke.
So you and Von Miller have to pee into a funnel this week.
I did think of Von Miller when I was peeing in the thing. I was like, what if I just drop this and run out?
Tampering. That's tampering, bro.
Are we still in the podcast?
Yeah, we're still in podcast mode. What do you got, Chris? Any last words?
No, I was going to ask Doug the same thing. I don't know. Why are you home? You could pass this thing at any second now, Doug.
I know. They said you pass it at home.
Oh, so it's just, it is what it is. It's going to hurt, but then you're done.
Yeah.
It's like a home birth. For guys.
A home birth, but way worse.
Oh, man. It was a really small, spiky baby.
So, I do want to say something. I know that Chris has won all six, but I feel very confident this week, and I'd want to ask Chris if he'd be willing to triple the bet this week. Kind of a double or nothing for us. What do you think?
You mean in terms of the cost of our FanDuel?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't love the
team. Oh, God.
Oh, it's our money. What have you been giving back to us? What, have you already spent it on Hot Pocket?
No, I'm comfortable with just the consistent winning of the $5 from both of you every time.
Oh, God. Boy. Going into a call.
I don't love the team this week.
Edit all this out.
All right. No way. This is for sure staying in. This speaks to your character, Chris.
I'll do it eventually, just not this week.
All right.
I'm not sure how I'm feeling yet.
Yeah.
Great.
Save that ten bucks.
All right, gentlemen. I think that's it. I gotta call it.
All right, guys.
Later on, gentlemen. See you next time.
Yo.
Bye.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at CE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.